So wherever you are, see if you can find your seated posture or standing posture. And if you're sitting down, perhaps if you're in a chair, feeling the feet connected to the earth and the sits bones connected to the touch points on the seat. And if you're cross-legged, have a sense of where the lower portion of the legs touches the earth, breathing in and breathing out, wherever these touch points are. If you're standing, allow the feet to breathe into the earth. Feel the spine lengthened from the root, from the tailbone, all the way to the crown. And we're going to journey through meditation. And this is geared for the musician. It's said that the chakra centers, which correspond with the nervous system, are basically assigned or tend to have a color as well as a musical note. And they also match up pretty well to elements of our nervous system, endocrine system. So just seeing if you can release any thoughts of thinking about the musical notes or the instruments that align with the chakras and come into that sense of grounding. Notice if there's any place you're holding tension or tightness and see if you can let that go. And then we'll start at the tailbone. This is thought to be a place where we can hold fear, our place of security. And just see if you can envision a red color. And this is thought to be related to the drum musical instrument. So think of something percussive, grounding, the rhythm you can feel in the body. And the note that this corresponds to is C. And if you're feeling today very grounded, not holding a lot of fear, wonderful. But we can use Sanskrit bij sounds to strengthen and release. So the strengthening sound, if we need to release some fear and get some grounding, is lum. And the release sound is o. And those can almost feel drum-like in the body, those vibrations. So feeling the first chakra center, having a sense of the color red, the C note, lum, O, and the drum. Sense your breath. If you're holding tension anywhere, see if you can release it. And then we'll move up into the second chakra, thought to be around the navel, associated with passion, sexual energy, connecting with other people, and sometimes in that physical way. And so see if you can have a sense of passion. Are you in a stage of life where you do feel passion for life and the things that you do? Or is there a staleness there, or a sense of neediness? So we can balance this out. The musical note is D, and this is thought to be a brass instrument chakra. So if that brings any associations to mind of sort of the brazenness, perhaps, that the brass instruments can offer us musically. So to strengthen, this is vum, and that has a very vibratory kind of feel when you chant it, vum, and the release sound is oo, not like ew, like yuck, although I think aversion can be part of this chakra being unbalanced. But ooh. So vum to strengthen, ooh to release. A sense of a brass instrument, the note D. And the color here is orange, which is interesting because I think of the brass instruments as a warm color. Just have a sense of balancing out passion versus a needy lust. And we don't have to overthink it, but have a felt sense of that perhaps. Then we'll move up into the third chakra in the solar plexus area. And this is thought to be related to the saxophone, of all things, not even woodwinds, but saxophones. So just think of that resonant sound. This is the chakra for connecting with other people at a community level, not quite like the second chakra, which is a little more intimacy, emotional and physical, but collectively. The musical note is E. And Ram, the Sanskrit Ram with a rolling R, is the build sound. So if you need to build, if you're in isolation and need to connect with other people, this is how you can build the third chakra. And the release sound, if there's sort of spreading too thin amongst people or interests, or you're feeling weak in your connection to your inner intuition and your self, this can be ah, like going to the doctor, ah. So these sounds can always be chanted internally. You don't have to say them out loud. It's thought they actually have more resonance internally. But there can be a pleasant sensation and a healing energy body vibration by doing them out loud. So either works. So thinking of the saxophone, the color is yellow, the note E. Ram and ah. And moving through the spectrum of the scales as well as the colors, we'll move into our heart center, compassion center. And this isn't literally where the heart is, but really in the center of the chest, where the thymus gland is. And the third chakra is actually the adrenals. So those are very strengthening and empowering, so that's another thing to think about when you're balancing that. And when that body is in balance hormonally, letting the thymus come into balance, which helps with our immune system, can unfold out of that. So the musical note here is F, the color is green, and the instrument itself is the violin. So think of that sweet, if not poignant, sound that can come from the violin, and the bittersweet sensations we can have at the chest center when we're dealing with grief, the butterflies of love, just loving with compassion our friends without that sort of second chakra passion involved, a more open-heartedness without desire. And the strengthening sound, if there's some closed downness, some numbness in the heart center, maybe the grief is too much and there's some shutting down or too much risk with the love and it's closing down. That would be yum, which is ideal because that sounds like yummy and a hunger for something nourishing. And the release sound, if there's compassion fatigue, too much worry for other people, loss of self, is A, kind of like Fonzie, A. So the color green, musical note F, violin, stringed instrument, yum to strengthen, A, and to release, our heart center. And just notice where you are in your meditation. If there's a lot of thinking going on around this, just see if you can come back to a felt sense of the spine, the energy centers along the spine. And just see if you can have some faith around that the balancing of these centers has benefit mind, body, and spirit-wise, even if it seems abstract. And just notice if that tension is creeping in as the relaxation does as well. And see if you can just allow that. And if it feels comfortable, even release it. Sense your grounding where the body connects to the earth. Relax shoulders, relax forehead, relax jaw. And then moving to our creative center, especially important with the musicians in our lives and any musical inclination we ourselves might have. So this is at the throat, and this is thought to be a blue color. Hum is the strengthening sound. So if you're feeling like you want to boost some creativity or verbal expression, hum, hum, hum. Not hmm, inner doubt or doubt of creativity, but hum. The note is G, and the instrument is the flute. Very sweet sound. And E is the release. So if there's overthinking, too much going on with wanting to creatively express, perhaps at the expense of the grounding of the lower chakras and connection with other people. Everyone knows that a lot of our most creative, wonderful artists who are very open in this throat center often had self-destructive tendencies, and some of them are more famous, tragic figures had that quality, lacking the grounding, but very open with creativity and expression. So E can be very helpful with that. So hum to strengthen, E to release, beautiful blue color, and the sweet sound of the flute and the musical note G. And as we continue through the upper chakras, we kind of had some grounding in the lower chakras, warm colors. Now we're moving into these cooler colors and more heart and mind together. We'll move to our intuition center at the third eye. So the sound for this is actually a crystal bowl. So very ethereal sound. And the musical note is A. The sound is a short om, not like a long om, but more like a short om. To strengthen our intuition, if we need to connect with our inner guidance, and our release sound. If there's too much activity, some people who are psychic have too much energy here, and they're just always seeing all these things at the third eye center, perhaps in meditation. It's nothing I've personally experienced, but something I've heard about and I'm open to after learning more about the chakras. So, which has another sound related to hunger and desire, and so letting go of psychic intuitive energy with strengthening with om, and the musical note is A. This color is actually indigo, so a deeper kind of blue, and the sound is crystal bowl. Then moving to the crown chakra at the top of the head. And this is really thought to be very much the closest to higher power and universal force, because it strongly is connected with outside the body, although the others are linked with that as well. And the pineal gland is actually the chakra center we were just talking about. So there's a lot of health benefits to balancing that as well. And the thyroid for the throat. So these upper chakras work with the endocrine system. So we've got thymus for heart, thyroid for throat, and pineal for third eye. The voice is actually considered to be the instrument of this chakra, the crown, and Violet or white is thought to be the color. The musical note is B. And the Bij mantra, the Bij sound, to strengthen this connection with universal force, is thought to be beyond sound. Although in my practice, and many people, they will do the long om, which can start to feel like a universal connection. Om can actually be, when it's done very slowly, aum, like A-U-M in a way. So that can feel beyond sound when it's chanted, especially out loud. It can, the reverberation can feel very connecting. And some say that the release sound is actually silence. And it's also believed to be ing, as if you're saying a word that ends with ing. So ing. So if there's perhaps some connection that feels very ethereal and not grounded in the earth, too much universal force, or just needing to ground, it could be ing. And if there's a desire for that connection, some nice long ohms, or a sense of what is beyond sound. And again, the crown chakra is violet or white color. Whatever resonates with you in your meditation, I would go with that. And the musical note is B, and the instrument is the voice, which you've been using potentially with all these sounds. So just take a deep breath or two, once again, feeling your grounding, whether you're standing or sitting. And if you're lying down where the body is connecting, if you need to do this in a more relaxed way. And just have a sense of the spine and these energy centers along the spine. A sense of the spectrum of colors, reaching balance, glowing with health and vitality. And have a moment of visualization, a felt sense that anything that's holding you back from achieving balance in these areas, whether it's overly intense emotions, overly intense thinking, just see if that can absorb out into the earth and away from you. And more universal force, balance, lightness, and ease breathes into the mind, body, and spirit through the crown. And wherever you can feel air touching your body, the energy body is thought to extend beyond the physical in yoga. Once again, letting any tensions drain away out into the earth and away from you, along with those negative feelings. And letting go of doing this right or wrong or expecting a result. Just seeing, is there one particular chakra, one musical note, one color? Does any of that resonate you particularly? And it doesn't have to be all related to the same. But does one color, one note, one chakra center seem to be what you need strength in or need release in? Without overthinking of it, thinking it, just see if you can let that be. And whenever you're ready, you can slowly open the eyes, feel your body in the space around you, and honoring your practice today, mentally thinking or saying, a nice closing gentle om.